This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The believers, he gave them the title believer, yet he still ordered them to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every day, he welcomed those who committed sins or have made or wronged themselves during the daytime to repent in the night. And in the night, the same thing for the people who have committed sins in the daytime. 24 hours, the door is open for you to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yadullahi bistan limusi' al-layli wa limusi' al-layli liyatuba bin-nahar wa limusi' al-nahar liyatuba bil-layl hatta tatlu' al-shamsu min maghribiha. And one of the things that we know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one of his name, anna min asma'illahi at-tawwab. And today I would like to mention several points about at-tawbah that I do believe are important. Number one, this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at-tawwab. هذا اسم عجيب يعني وله معاني جميلة جدا. Has a beautiful meaning. At-tawwab, the one who continuously accept tawbah. That's it? No, there is even more than that. But just the fact that he always willing to welcome you, no matter how many times you make a mistake, that in itself is incredible. Yani how many people they have wronged you several times and khalas, you give up on them. How many times I'm going to let it go? How many times? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no limit to that. And guess what? There is no limit also to the type of crime. Sometimes what we say, no, you cross the red line, khalas. You know, there's no way I will let it go after this one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no red line. No matter what you do, if you what is the worst thing you can do in regard to Allah? Is to commit shirk. صح؟ is to worship someone else or to disbelieve in Allah. تلحد تنكر الله سبحانه وتعالى إذا تبت من هذا تاب عليك. If you come back to Islam and you accept Islam and you repent from that sin, Allah accept you back. So there is no such thing called red line. The door is always open for you to come. أقبل ولا تخف. Come and don't be afraid. That's how Allah سبحانه وتعالى is with us. And that's just an amazing quality. It's so different from us, and that sets him apart from human beings and creation. Not only that he always continuously opened the door for tawbah and welcome people to repent to him, but also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هو الذي يوفقهم للتوبة, هو الذي يهديهم للتوبة. التواب يعني هو الذي يهدي الإنسان للتوبة, the one who guided you to repent. That's why so many people, you know, have the opportunity to repent, but they never did. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guide you to repent to him. Not only that, when he guide you to repent, okay, he not only guide you and open your heart to it, he helped you to do it and to continue in that path of repentance. يعني هو يوجهك للتوبة ثم يقبلها منك ويثبتها عليك ويثبتك عليها. Not only this, there is one more. والله سبحانه وتعالى أيضا يثيبك عليها. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for repenting. يعني he guided you, he aided you, he helped you, he kept you in that path, then also he rewarded you tremendously for it. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ شَدِيدِ الْعِقَابِ. Many verses telling us how Allah continuously will always forgive our sin as long as we repent to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, if you know that requires from us, إِذَا فُهِمَ هَذَا أَنْ نَدْعُ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُوَفِّقَنَا لِلتَّوْبَةِ, that you always pray to Allah to guide you to repent. ثُمَّ تَدْعُ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُثَبِّتَكَ عَلَيْهَا, you pray to Allah that will aid you to stay on that path. وَالثَّالِثِ إِذَا وَفَّقَكَ إِلَيْهَا أَنْ تَشْكُرَهُ, to be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he guided you to repent. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِذَا أَذْنَبَ الْعَبْدُ ذَنْبًا قال الله للملك الذي يكتب السيئات ارفع القلم 6 ساعات لعله يتوب أو يستغفر. Wait, hold on, 6 hours. Let's see if this person will repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do, it will not be written. What will be written in for you is that you repented, which is the good deeds. And after the 6 hours, and if it's written, If you repent, that will erase the sin. And he subhanAllah, shuf kif azamat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa rahmatih. So if this is the case, that's something you should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you ever commit a sin, then you come back to him and repent it to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, a tawbah has to do with sins that you committed. Hadi tawbah min ayn al-ma'asiyah. Something in particular you have did wrong and you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from it. So that's required from you to repent from these sins. But also the general concept of tawbah. وَهِيَ التَّوْبَةُ الْعَامَّةُ تَوْبَةُ الْحَالِ وَهِيَ التَّوْبَةُ الَّتِي أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا الْعِبَادَ الصَّالِحِينَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Even the righteous people have been ordered to have tawbah. How's that? Because there is no one can claim that he or she is perfect. Even in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will say, Ya Allah, I repent to you sometimes 100 times in a day. Not because he made 100 sins, no. But because, as Ibn Qudama rahimahullah said, there is no human beings unless there is thoughts of doing wrong. There is some kind of ghafla, unaware, being ungrateful to everything that you've been giving. How many times do you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so many blessings that you have? Did you thank him for the blessings of praying Fajr on time? Did you thank him subhanahu wa ta'ala for the eyes, for the heart, for the system that you have? You know, for many things, for many things that Allah have given to you, in you, and around you, and for you, and you not being grateful enough to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And Allah understands that. He knows that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we're not going to be able to be grateful for everything. That's why he opened that door of a tawbah. So it will basically make up for anything missing from our gratitude towards him. هذه التوبة تجب ما ينقص من الشكر. تجب ما ينقص من الاستغفار. من الغفلة عن ذكر الله. Also, no one have, yani can claim that they never commit a sin, a major or minor. So a tawbah is always that door to cleanse yourself from that sin. Number three, a tawbah لابد أن تكون مستوفية لشروطها. A tawbah, in order for it to be accepted, it has to meet the conditions of tawbah. وإلا ما تصبح توبة نصوح, ما تصبح توبة كاملة, not a perfect, complete tawbah. What are the conditions? It be on time. And the time for every individual is the time for you to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you die. Before the soul reach to the throat when the angel pulling it out. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. Tawbah is not for someone when he or she about to die, say, I repent to Allah. No, you should repent to Allah before that moment when you see the angels in front of you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. في حديث الترمذي, Allah will accept your tawbah as long as you did not in the غرغرة. الغرغرة is when the soul is departing from the body. And the second thing is for all humanity, when the sun comes from the west. That's when the door of tawbah will be closed in the end of the days. Number two, the condition number two. The condition number two, أن الإنسان يقلع عن المعصية وما هو في جنسها. That you stop practicing this sins and what is in the same category. There is a debate. Some scholars said you have to quit all sins in order for your sin to be accepted. Let's say somebody in the sin of habit of lying. And now he repented to Allah from lies. But you know what? He's missing Salat al-Fajr. Will his accept with his tawbah in regard to lying will be accepted? Yet he is not praying Fajr on time. Some scholars said no, until he repent from all sins. That will be nasuh, a perfect tawbah. But what seems to be, wallahi a'lam, the strong opinion, that's not correct. What's correct, that every tawbah will be accepted for the sin, as long as you're not doing the sin and what's similar to it. Like for example, someone would say, Ya Allah, forgive me for lying to my job or cheating in my life. But I'm lying to my family. I'm cheating on my family. That's not repentance. Okay? Or somebody who said, Ya Rab, I repent to you from, you know, using all these heavy drugs. But you still use other drugs too. You know, okay, yani what? You're going to have a toba for the marijuana and a toba for the, you know, for the coke and for the every drug by itself? No, it's the whole entire category. Or I'm going to repent from, you know, smoking Marlboro. But I'm going to smoke, you know, other thing and, you know, electric cigarettes. And you have to repent from the whole thing in order for your toba to be accepted. You know, for example, my toba is relation to the abuse. I took my brother's money, but you still abuse your sister. You did not give her haq. It has to be all, everything in the same category. You repent from it completely. Three, to regret. There is no toba without regret. So if you're still posing and proud of all your old pictures when you do haram, when you look like haram, and you know so happy with all the haram that you did, doesn't show that there's a regret from that tawbah. أَلَّا يَعْزِمْ عَلَى الْعَوْدِ إِلَيْهَا وَهَذَا هو الصحيح وَبَعْضُ الْعُلَمَاءَ قَالُوا أَلَّا يَعُودْ إِلَيْهَا لَكِنْ صَحْ أَلَّا يَعْزِمْ عَلَى الْعَوْدِ Some scholars said that he must not go back to it, but the right condition is to say he have the intention not to go back to it. But if you repent, you said just a break for Ramadan, enter Ramadan over, and I go back to it, that's not tawbah. But you have the intention you would never go back to it. But what if I did? I became weak again and I did it. Your previous tawbah is acceptable. 100% inshallah ta'ala. Number six, أَلَّا تَتَعَلَّقْ بِآدَمِي لِأَنَّ الْآدَمِي لَهُ حُقُوقٌ If your tawbah in reaching to a sin has to do with another human beings, that's a different case. Here there is more extra condition. What is it? The thing that you do wrong to other human beings can be categorized to two categories. And understanding these two categories will help you a lot. يقسم حقوق العباد إلى حقوق مالية وحقوق غير مالية. If it is something that has to do with other human beings, has to be with financials or non-financial issues. Financial issues, it has to be paid back. You know, I have to pay the person, I took somebody's money, give it back to him. What if I have like steal or cheat or something, you have to give it back. But what if I don't know the person or the company will not there anymore or the person died, give sadaqah on his behalf if you don't know his inheritors or it can cause more damage and things like that, you give it on the behalf of that person. Let's say somebody did in a company and he doesn't know where the money is, or the company will never allow, the system in the company will not allow them to pay back. In this case, we said you go and you give it out, but you don't keep it. That's not your money to keep. Okay? طيب. What if it is something that has nothing to do with finance? Like, مثلا, I backbite. I said bad things about the person. If this is a testimonial that caused him to lose rights or to go to jail, you have to go and to declare that you were lying about that testimonial. Other than that, no. You just make dua for him. And that's what Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ibn al-Qayyim said. You don't need to go to someone who you backbite and you tell him, you know, please forgive me, I have backbite you, or I have said gossip or bad things about you. You didn't do that. Why? Because first, there is no proof for that. Two, that will cause more harm, and the Sharia will not ask us to do something that can cause more harm between people. You just make dua for him. Some other scholars said, no, you should, but the strongest opinion that you don't have to or you don't need to do that. You just make dua for the persons and praise the person in front of the people that you have wronged him in front of. Last one, related to ada'u al-huquq, إذا كان الحق لله. If this is something that there is a right for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over it, you have to give it, or you have to do it, you have to make it up. Like what? I didn't give zakat before, so now you have to give the zakat. Even I repent from not being giving zakat. Now you have to give the zakat of the previous years. طيب, what about salah? What about things? You know, there is a debate between the scholars over this. So some scholars said, yes, you have to make them up, or at least to increase your good deeds to do it. But if there is a penalty prescribed, you have to fulfill the penalty. Like Sharia, for example, said, if you swear to do something, wallahi, I will do this, and you didn't do it, what you need to do? You need to feed 10 people. So from completing the tawbah is to do the penalty, or to fast, or to abyss on whatever that sin is. So you have to pay that penalty and to make up whatever you missed in order for your tawbah to be complete. If you bring all this together, and you have them all together. That's what you call a tawbatun nasuh, the perfect. And after that, to complete that is to change the course of your life. Thumma tada, that they start doing righteous deeds. Question. When you repent to Allah, another point that I want to mention today. When you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after tawbah, are you in a higher status, lower status, same status before committing the sins? It's interesting. The ulama discussed this. A tawbah has two outcomes. One, wipe the sin. You wipe your sins. Two, that you attain a high level of reward and status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you became someone that Allah loves. Allah loves you when you repent to Him. Okay? So, does that mean I became better than what I used to be? So, when you say tawbah will wipe out the sin, it means it will wipe it out completely? 100%? It depends on how perfect your tawbah is. If your tawbah is perfect, it will wipe it out completely. If your tawbah is not 100%, it's not really regretting, you did not fulfill all the right back, you didn't pay, it will reduce the impact of the sin. So based on how sincere your tawbah and fulfill these conditions, that's how the impact of it will be in your sins. فَعَلَى قَدْرُ قُوَّةِ التَّوْبَ وَصِحَّتَهَا يَكُنْ قُوَّةِ التَّكْفِيرُ وَإِزَالَةِ الذَّنْبِ. As for your status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله وقد سألت شيخنا شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية عن هذا. I ask my شيخ بن تيمية, ابن القيم saying, I ask my شيخ بن تيمية about this. All this debate between the scholars, after tawbah, do I go back to a better status or lower or the same? Then ابن تيمية رحمه الله said, الصحيح, the correct opinion, that people are different. They're not the same. Some people after tawbah, they became better, like Dawood alayhi salam, or Adam alayhi salam. They became better status, higher status. And some of them, they go back to the same. And some of them became worse than what they used to be before. So it depends what the tawbah will lead you. I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I go back to make the same sin again. I came in the same level. Or I do more sins, so I'm lower. Or, you know what, a tawbah have changed me completely. I'm a new person now. I care much about this. So that means you're in a higher status. It depends. So he said you cannot generalize by saying a tawbah will make you better or not. طيب. One of the issues also I would like to say in regard to the tawbah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. إِشْ مَعْنَى يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah says in the Surah Al-Furqan, those who repent to Allah and while they believe and they do good deeds, Allah will replace their sins. So Allah change it into good deeds. So whose evil deeds, Allah will change into good deeds. What change into good deeds really means? Some scholars said the actual sins will be like at a million became a million reward. And some said, the majority said, no, actually it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يُوَفِّقُهُمْ لِلْخَيْرِ فَتُبَدَّلُ أَقْوَالُهُمْ أَفْعَالُهُمْ الَّتِي كَانَتْ مُسْتَعِدَّ لِفِعْلِ السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ تُبَدَّلَ فَتَكُونُ فِي فِعْلِ الْخَيْرَاتِ. يعني all your thoughts, instead of before your thoughts about doing the wrong things, the haram things, now your thoughts and your focus on how to do good things. Your tawbah have changed your attitudes. Instead of before, all your thoughts about where I'm going to go, you know, how much vacations I'm going to do this. I don't mean vacation the halal way. I mean including haram things. Okay? Or even if it is just halal things, but in it you miss the salah, you don't care. غفلة, فيها غفلة عن الله وعن ذكر الله. You're not aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember. After tawbah, some people change after they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when they think about traveling now, they think about, okay, making sure that I go to a place where I can pray, where there is no haram, where there's no fahish. And now I think about when is my flight, that I know I don't want to miss the salat. Deen became a religion and relationship with Allah became part of their thought process. You know, instead of before, even when you think, if I book myself to go watch something or see something, I want to know, make sure that I don't miss Maghrib prayer, I don't miss Asr prayer. So it became like something in their thought process. Okay? Also, Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah, said, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, change it into good deeds. قَالَ بِالرَّجَبْ فَيَكُونُ الذَّنْبُ دَائِمًا أَمَامَهُمْ. He always remember his sin. So when he remember his sin or she remember her sin, what we do? They will say, Astaghfirullah. They pray. They start doing more sadaqah. So their bad deeds led them to do more good deeds. That's what it change into a good deeds means. That's also another understanding. And some said, no, it's an actual, literally, it changed your sins to good deeds as the kafir. When they became Muslim, their all bad deeds will be wiped out as a bad deeds and they will get reward instead. الطبراني أخرج من حديث عبد الرحمن الجبير هذا من أعظم الأحاديث في الرجاء. This hadith is an unbelievable hadith, comes to give so much hope for those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن أبي فروة شطم أنه أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال رأيت رجلا عمل الذنوب كلها. يعني يا رسول الله, somebody did everything. Whatever you can think of evil thing, he did. ولم يترك حاجة ولا داجة. يعني he did not leave big or small, near or far. Anything you imagine, he did it. فهل له من توبة? Can such person repent to Allah? قال أسلمت. Did you become Muslim? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم understood that he's talking about himself. Even though he didn't sin myself. Shaykh al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has a very good, you know, he can detect people's very well, understand, read people well. He said, did you become Muslim? قال نعم. Yes, Ya Rasulullah, I became Muslim. قال فَفْعَلِ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَاتْرُكُ السَّيِّئَاتِ فَيَجْعَلُهَا اللَّهُ لَكَ خَيْرَاتٌ كُلُّهَا. Just leave doing bad, don't do bad anymore, and do good, and Allah will replace all the bad that you did in the past, good. قال يا رسول الله وغدراتي وفجراتي. يعني even these evil bad major things that I did من الفجور والغدر, even these major evil things that I did. قال نعم. Then the man said الله أكبر الله أكبر. He couldn't believe that. He'd think about all the bad things that he did. He said الله أكبر. قال حتى توارى. He kept making takbir until he left. We don't see him anymore. So because of this, some ulama said that there literally things will be replaced. And there is no contradiction or nothing to prevent us from saying both. Both opinion correct. Another point, fear after tawbah. Should I still have fear after my tawbah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah yaqul, ينبغي للعاقل أن يكون على خوف من ذنبه وإن تاب منه وبكى عليه. وإني رأيت أكثر الناس قد سكنوا إلى قبول التوبة وكأنهم قطعوا على ذلك وهذا أمر غائب ثم لو غفرت بقي الخجل من فعلها. ابن الجوزي رحمه الله said, a lot of people I've seen, they خلاص, they feel like repent, they don't worry about their sins at all, as if it's never happened. There's no fear, no regret, no nothing from it. He said, as if Allah told them, by the way, your tawbah is accepted. He said, even if it's accepted 100% and wipe everything 100%, still you should be ashamed of what you did before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the day of judgment, when people come to Adam, to Nuh, to Ibrahim, to Musa, they will be ashamed of things that they have done in their past. And he said, them be them, be my sin, even though Allah forgive Adam. And forgive Nuh and forgive Ibrahim. And this not even, some of them not even a sin or a major thing. But because they feel shame, they feel it's not right that I have done that. Where my brain was, what I was thinking when I did what I did. So that's something important to be put in the right and appropriate amount. Because if your fear have levels, إذا كان هذا الخوف يحمل على أداء الفرائض واجتناب المحارم فهذا خوف العوام. If the fear from Allah will lead you to fulfill the obligation and abstain from what is haram, that's the fear of the average Muslim, that every Muslim should have. فإذا صار زاد في القلب, if your fear became more, that will make you leave what is dislike, what is doubtful, and will make you to do what is recommended. فهذا خوف العارفين. This is the khawf of the righteous people. فَإِذَا كَانَ هَذَا الْخَوْفُ أَوْرَثَ مَرَضًا أَوْ هَمًّا أَوْ مَوْتًا أَوْ حَزَنًا فَهَذَا خَوْفُ الْبَطَّالِينَ. If your khawf, your fear lead to depression, to sadness, to despair from Allah's mercy, to paralyze you, to be just, that's not correct. لِأَنَّ الْخَوْفُ لَمْ يَكُمْ مَقْصُودًا لِذَاتِ. We've never been asked fear for the sake of fearing Allah. No, fear of Allah is meant to motivate you. It's like the push. العُلَمَ يَقُونَ كَالصَّوْت بَسْ يحرك. It's like the head. You know when you have a ride, a horse, you just make a yank the horse a little bit just to keep it going fast. That's what the khawf is for. If you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will your sin be wiped out from your record in the day of judgment? The scholars talk about this. Would the sin will be completely erased? Like now I say, highlight, delete, deleted. Khalas, it's not your record in the day of judgment or not? The ulama have two opinions. The first one said, yes, it will be completely erased from your record. So in the day of judgment, Allah give you the record of you, you will not see your sin if you repent from it. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, follow bad deeds, the good deeds, it will wipe it out. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أدلكم على ما يمحو الله به الخطايا. You want to know the thing that will erase your sins. So the concept of erasing the sin is exist. The second opinion said no. Your sin will always be documented in your record in the day of judgment. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. If you make even a smallest amount of sin, you will see. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير ما عملت من سوء من خير محضرة وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينه وبينها بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا فينبئهم بما عملوا أحصاه الله ونسوه. All these verses show clearly that your deeds are documented. You will see it. You will see the record of everything you have done. But both have evidence, and that's why the third opinion reconciled between these two positions. What's the reconcile? The reconcile is you will see it in the record, but after you see it, it will be wiped out. بعد ما تراها يمحوها الله. It will, after you see it documented, you did that in that day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase it. It will never affect you. It will never be in the scale when your deeds are weighted because of your tawbah. But it will be shown. وقد نقل هذا عن جماعة من أهل العلم. Group scholars said that. أبو عثمان النهدي يقول إن المؤمن يؤتى كتابه في ستر من الله فيقرأه ويقرأ سيئاته فإذا قرأ تغير لونه حتى يمر بحسناته فيقرأها فيرجع إليه لونه ثم ينظر فإذا سيئاته قد بدلت حسنات محيت. The believer read the record of the bad deeds and he gets scared, the color change, terrified. Then read the list of the good deeds, his color come back, he's have a lot of hope. Then look back to the side of the bad deeds and he saw it all wiped out. So it will be there, but it will be eventually taken away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the correct tawbah. Because strong, nasuh, sincere, perfect tawbah have signs. But also bad, fake, weak tawbah has signs. And one of the signs of this fake tawbah that you make the tawbah not for the sake of Allah. Because you worry about your reputation, you worry about money, you worry about getting busted, being exposed, you know, getting, you repent to Allah because you don't have the means to do the haram. You have no interest in that haram anymore. It doesn't excite me anymore. You know, you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you worry about sickness or diseases, not because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sign of a weak tawbah, insincere tawbah, when you do it, and after the tawbah, you continue to do so many other things, no real change in your life, no real fear in your life, in your heart, no change in your lifestyle. That shows that the tawbah is weak. أقول ما سمعت وما استغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. As I end this khutbah today, our community here in Houston was shocked by the strike, by this terrible news of a family who got murdered, you know, a mother and her baby, 40 years old, and her mother, three generations, just killed on a senseless killing by her ex, and who committed suicide after that. Long history of domestic violence and mental health issues involved. Tonight, we'll talk about tragedy and how can we deal with this tragedy in the Friday night light. So if you can join us or listen online, will be good. But what I want to say that this, by the way, reminded me 6 years ago. 6 years ago, a sister who convert had a similar situation with a husband who was also abusive. I don't know if you guys remember the story. It was a big story here in the news in Houston. And they had fight over custody, and finally he got a joint custody. And he told her, if you divorce me, if we get divorced, no one else will take these kids. No one else will raise their kids. Either I raise them or they die with me. And the judge still granted him access, and unfortunately. And, you know, just one day, he was with the kids, and he murdered his two kids or four kids, I forgot right now. He shot them all, and then he killed himself. 6 years ago, exactly. It was a Muslim sister and a Muslim family. You know, it's just sad when you see these stories and incidents, and you can't make sense of this. And I think if there's anything I want to say in this khutbah, just we have to take this issue of domestic violence seriously. Please don't allow your anger to take over. Don't let your anger grow. Anger can do terrible things. It's not really worth it. And subhanAllah, you might, you know, I don't want to say this, but I want to tell you that people can snap so easily. Not to that extent, you might think, but you know what? There's a lot of incidents I have learned in my life that people can snap and just do unbelievable things. We are capable of so much evil as human beings. As will, we are capable of so much good. So don't allow the evil of you to come out. You know what? Just idfa' billati ahsan. Stay away. Pack off. Don't let things escalate. Especially with anger and hate. And same thing I would say, we should take also mental health issues serious. That's not a game. That's not a fancy elitist type of diagnose or like, no, this real things. We're lucky that we are living in a time where things like this can be detected, can be dealt with. It's not a shame. The stigma of mental health issues need to be changed. Especially in our community, very educated, alhamdulillah. So these things, as I said, please make sure that we, at least if these are the two things that we can think of, you know, we can make out of this strategy something that can keep us moving forward strong. It is sad, the sinless type of killing in Buffalo by the hand of a racist, supremacist, white supremacist person. Then you see again the killing of this family and many, and also before that, many in Afghanistan killing people and or Ukraine. Just the killing has become something so unfortunately easy. And hopefully today we can touch upon this issue, because one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, يَكْثُرُ الْهَرْجُ لَا يَدْرِ الرَّجُلُ فِي مَا قُتِلُ وَلَا مَا قَتَلُ. You don't know why you've been killed or who killed, or just killing it became something so enormous. Numbers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the sisters and her mother, and treat the family with His mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength to the community as to deal with that. Especially we have among our community here people who knows the sisters, who've been with her just a few days ago, She's part of the north side of the Houston community, but still we are one community, small community, as a Muslim community in Houston in general. And it shocked the whole Houstonian community at large, actually. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, protect our family, and to bring peace and love among ourselves, inside our homes. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always guide us to repent to Him and to be strong in our tawbah, sincere in our tawbah, perfect our tawbah. We ask Him, He is a tawab, to always accept us and to guide us to what is best for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our parents, our family members, and to bless us and to bless what He has given us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us with nothing less than Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us what is between us and Him. And we ask Him also to take care of what is between us and other humans, to make it up for them on our behalf until they forgive us, if we couldn't do that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of His mercy to all of us and to guide us to it. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا واكرم نزلنا اللهم ارحم عبادك المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم ارحم عبادك المستضعفين في مشارق الارض ومغاربها اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انزل علينا رحمتك واحفظنا بعافيتك واحفظنا بحفظك في جاليتنا واموالنا واهلينا يا ذا الجلال والاكرام صلى اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وقوموا للصلاه يرحمكم الله